The Bush administration says it's disappointed over the collapse of global trade negotiations. 5 days of talks in Cancun, Mexico, involving nearly 150 countries, ended abruptly on Sunday. They failed to reach agreement on agriculture subsidies and other impediments to globalization. During the meeting, African, Asian, and Latin American nations formed a united front to oppose U.S. and European trade policies. Ev Ehrlich is Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development here in Washington. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Is the structure of the World Trade Organization the reason for the collapse?
It's not so much the structure as the fact that we're down to the bone. We're down to the point where the developing and developed nations have to come to some agreement on some very fundamental issues that will affect their countries. We're looking at something now like a cooling-off period that looks something like when a husband and wife go to bed mad. Who knows what they're going to say in the morning? Everyone now has to rethink their stake in having an open global trade system.
How significant is this block of 22 developing nations?
It's pretty significant, first, of course, because it demonstrates their anger and their frustration. The LDC, the developing world, has been promised help on agriculture, and it hasn't gotten any yet. The Americans and the Europeans are in a kind of Alphonse Gaston act in which each gets to hide behind the others in action. But at the same time, the developing world needs these talks to work. Right now, what they have is nothing, and they need to get something. They need to get some kind of market access for farm products, for low-wage manufacturers, and maybe forming this bloc, paradoxically, will make it easier to get over this obstacle and get to some kind of an arrangement.
The World Trade Organization is facing a deadline, the end of next year, for concluding a new trade agreement that would lower trade barriers worldwide. Is that goal in jeopardy?
It's not in jeopardy. It's probably finished. But a new deadline will be established. As a Nobel Prize economist once said, deadline schmedlines. The real issue is whether or not there's commitment, particularly in the United States, to see our long-run interest in getting the developing world on a growth path to end poverty, to make them more stable politically. That's really what's at stake in the trade talks, and deadlines don't really seem relevant to that task.
And the cost of failure?
The cost of failure is not a benign status quo. We could see a reversion back to the stifling behavior of the 1930s. And a lot of this depends on the U.S. and whether or not it wants to move forward and to take these talks and put them on its back.
The Bush administration's been involved in negotiating bilateral trade agreements similar to the North American Free Trade Agreement. Are these efforts now likely to be accelerated?
Well, that's a very interesting question because the world is waiting to see whether the U.S. is committed to the multilateral path. In fact, there are some people who believe that the U.S. might just as soon see these talks dissipate and then negotiate a series of bilateral agreements in which it gets to impose more of its political will to make political litmus tests out of trade agreements. We've done a series of small deals with Morocco, with Chile, with Singapore. We're thinking about expanding the North American agreement. And in one sense, that allows us to expand trade, but that really does preclude meaningful and comprehensive global liberalization.
Ev Ehrlich, Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration, the Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development in Washington.